When you look at Matthew and Revelation, says that just comes to a cloud and then falls with trumpet of angel. So therefore all of the people of the mankind feared the witness, the coming of Jesus Christ. The other hand, the second event will be in flesh, he will come in his physical body. So, 2 John chapter is talking about those two. So, they debate with each other. And then when somebody said, the Christ of second event will come in the flesh, in the physical body, they call him Antichrist. So, who will be the Antichrist? The person who is the Antichrist, the person who says the second event of the Messiah will come in the flesh, will come in the physical body. Those people who against this verse could be Antichrist. That's what 2 John said. So when Christianity called the Unitarian Church heretical, because the Unitarian Church talk about the second event be happened with the physical body, but that Christianity could be Antichrist according to the second John. And then how about the second fact? Example of the second coming of Elijah. For example of Jesus' first coming, we could understand his coming spiritually, second time, or physically together. So this is the controversial issue in the Christian history. And this is perspective of their faith. So when we get the Bible, we could solve the problem. He could offer the perspective by the past. When we look at the resurrection of Eliezer, as I mentioned, Eliezer absented to heaven. Eliezer must appear before the advent of the first Messiah. And then the second king, the king that divided between north and south, so the south of Judah's kingdom was sent a special prophet, and then from the clouds Elijah actually came down as the earth. And then when Elijah tried to defeat the prophet which belongs to Satan, and then Elijah got righteousness and victory. However, the prophet followed the Satan, all of a sudden tried to attack Elijah, and those situations escaped. When he got the sky, all of a sudden the chariot of fire came down from the heaven, and then he jumped off the chariot to ascend to the heaven. And then Elijah said, I'll come down. That's a message. I'll ascend to heaven before the advent of the first Messiah. So Israelites, they are waiting for the Elijah's appearance, even though they desire for receiving the first Messiah. And then when Jesus described himself as the Messiah, and then the people asked the disciples of Jesus Christ, because the Old Testament said, before the Messiah, the Elijah must come, the first. So where is Elijah? Because we hear ideas about, we couldn't hear ideas about Elijah's appearance. And until that moment, the disciples of Jesus Christ couldn't understand. And then, when he just heard about this thing, then Jesus said that, if you accept my thing, you would know that he already came to this. And after they heard this response came by Jesus, they acknowledged that John the Baptist was Elijah. And then, however, the alliance of the United is position, and then the Jewish community totally be in the chaos and be confused. So, from the perspective of Jewish people, who appearances for appeal and settlement between Jesus Christ and John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the came from the very religious background, Trump system. However, Jesus came from the very lower class. That's why they followed John the Baptist instead of following Jesus Christ. So, when Jewish people actually in there, we could see the clearly difference between the viewpoint of Jesus and the viewpoint of Jewish people about the descending Elijah from the heaven. So Jewish people actually anticipate watching the descent of Elijah from the heaven. However, that thing wasn't happen according to what Jesus said. So Jesus said, Elijah was in the person of John the Baptist. Mr. John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah. So, from this perspective of the Bible, the Jesus said that Elijah came to earth with a physical body. So, from that perspective, he went to the spiritual world. So, he will come the same as his first method, but Isaiah and Acts says that Jesus go up to the sky, and there are two different verses. One verse says Jesus come down from the cloud, and the other verse says just Christ comes down, Jesus Christ will be born with a physical body. How about Revelation 7, clouds? No. Revelation 12, 5, flesh? Yes. With a physical body? Yes. So, the conclusion, the first as the flesh part, with the flesh part, with the physical part, and likewise the second event, which is Christ, will take place with the physical body. So the viewpoint of Bible read the way to second event of the Messiah, the Christianity they followed the viewpoint of Jewish papers about anticipating for the Elijah's coming second, and that the church's viewpoint of the Bible, which is related to it, second coming of Jesus Christ, is very related to it, Jesus' viewpoint, which is about Elijah's coming in the person of John the Baptist. So, when we have a chance to talk about those things to the Christianity, we have to use book the Bible. So, when you use the Bible, we can ask the Christianity, what is the correct between Christianity and the Old Testament. That's why the viewpoint of the Unitarian Church can be right. And so in the conclusion, the second event of Jesus Christ will take place with physical body. So, and how about the light of the Bible? Luke 17 says, the Christian who believe he will come on the cross will not see the kingdom of God. And then says, Luke 17 says, heavenly kingdom will not be realized in an instant. This is only for Christ will return to the cross. And then the person who healed Jesus Christ while seeing the second event of Jesus Christ. So, that the person who killed Jesus Christ means that the person who persecuted the second event of Jesus Christ. However, when you look at the Revelation, it says that Jesus Christ will take the second Messiah will take place like deep. So, is there any deep to notify of his coming? It means that the coming is deep. It means that nobody knows the time and the way, the when and the where. So this interpretation, nobody knows about when and where second advent of Jesus Christ. And also is very illogical, like the clouds and other things. Interpreted different way. If we interpret literally, we have to fix all of the sentences in the Bible. And like Luke 7:22, the heavenly kingdom will not be realized and innocent. And also said, Christian who I believe he will come in the clouds, will not see the kingdom of God. Those things have to be raised when we interpret the Bible literally. So here's the coming of the clouds, the meaning of the clouds, the meaning of the meaning of the coming of the clouds should be fixed. And he would have a sudden persecution and rejection. Think about it. If this can happen, if he comes on the cloud, it's impossible. That's what he has to come. He has to take place. He has to come in a physical body. And then the match says that Lord, did we? We never knew you would depart from me. Those things actually could not be explained when Jesus comes on the cloud. So, who can deny the kind of the Messiah who comes on the cloud with the trumpet of angel? So nobody can do that. It means that when you hear also second coming, the news of the second Messiah, please don't go there, don't go this, don't go there. It means that nobody knows when or where happened. Just the second Messiah will happen. And then, like, even he would be pleased and he would be rejected. Think about if the second Messiah will come on the clouds, who dare put him in the place? It's impossible. And also, at this moment, these Christian people, they just wake up from the prayer and they just left the church and they woke up and then they continue praying to waiting for receiving the second Messiah. And then how about the minister? But those fervent, fervent believer of faith, and then how about minister? At the last day, just said, just couldn't find them any faith and any belief of faith. What does it mean? Even though who, because there are lots of people who believe in the verse, says that they are coming on the clouds. However, there are few people. Few believers who believe in the verse says that second Messiah will come with the physical body together. So if they don't explain or if they don't interpret the Bible like this, but the Bible should be eradicated, and the Bible should be fixed. So the cloud symbolizes something, and the Jesus Christ as the Son of the Man, and then the Jewish people actually judged him, and even they regarded him as pagan, and they stop him at a stick him. At the front perspective, they are undivided, they look, they evaluate Jesus Christ. So when two politicians, when they get together, they just talk about politics area. And when the minister get together, they just talk about the thing which is involved in the religion. And when they talk about the Son of Man, the Son of Man, it's the Jesus Christ. So from the viewpoint of the Bible, his viewpoint of the Bible. When the second Messiah, when he comes, same thing will happen. So, who can deny and who cannot see the second Messiah if he could come on the clouds? And everybody recognizes who the second Messiah is. So, depending on the occupation, they can interpret. According to their viewpoint about the Messiah. So each person tried to evaluate the person on the cross, not because of the big cross, but because of being in the physical body. Every person can see. So not because on the cross, but close with the physical body, everybody can see the second Messiah and the light of the principle. So when scientists gave out his theory, so the theory cannot be trustful totally. So the Harvard professor, those things that the prophet's case should be interpreted based on the principle. The principle will be the gate to interpret the prospect or the foretold. So in the last days, because of different viewpoint and because of different theory, the confusion and the chaos will come true. But because of the principle, we can interpret and we can explain those prophecies. How about in the light of the principle, the God created Adam as his imagination, and then Adam consisted of spirit and the flesh, because the fall, the spirit and the flesh became fallen state, and sent by God, Messiah Jesus, also had a consistent of spirit and the flesh, but because of the death on the cross, he opened only salvation, the spiritual way, not the physical way. That's why he promised to come again. So Christ was the second event, both spiritually and physically. He has to complete the mission left by the first Jesus Christ. So that's why he has to come in the spirit and the flesh. So in conclusion, in the light of the principle, the Jesus Christ is God advent, he has come to his physical birth. So, what is the meaning of the verse that Christ will enter the cross? The Revelation 1:7 says that, so the second Messiah comes, the Son of the Messiah, the Son of the Man, and every person can see that. How about Son of Man? It's Jesus himself. And what symbolizes the cross? The cross is not literally the cross from the viewpoint of the divine principle. So that symbolizes something. How about the clouds made by steam which comes from water? So the water symbolizes the fall of the man, and then in the Revelation 3:15, and also the water symbolizes the fallen man, and then water can become vaporization, can be the clouds. How about fallen man through the sanctification can be the saints? So even though there is no difference of outlooks, however, the entirely they changed. So means that the, when second Messiah comes at the cross, means the cross with classical saints, means that the Jesus second Messiah will come along of the saints who is faithful, faith, pray or something like that. So, likewise, God has to send the Messiah. That is His responsibility, and then the mankind have to believe in the Messiah sent by Jesus, sent by God. That is the best responsibility. So, the best responsibility is to build on the foundation for the Messiah. So the foundation for the Messiah should be constructed by the people of faith called the saints. The saints symbolize symbolize the clouds. Clouds symbolize saints. So accordingly, the second Messiah will come to the clouds. Means that the second Messiah will come among the saints. And next, illustration of the verse of Acts 1:11. So now, Jesus now is about to ascend to the heaven, and then one of the Galilean watched over this scene and spoke out, "Man of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? Why do you stand?" The means that it's kind of for the scolding. So this means that this Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. So when Jesus comes again, he will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. That's what they believed, that Jesus comes down from the heaven. However, this verse is connected with sentence which is ahead of this sentence. So the sentence is, the man of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This is talking about the whole life course of Jesus Christ. And you have witnessed the birth of Jesus Christ, the lifestyle of Jesus Christ, and the moment of death of Jesus Christ, everything you watched of. So this is talking about the whole process of Jesus Christ. And he was, like a baby, and as he was like the younger, and as he was the, as he started the Messiahship, those two actually had ever been exposed to the Jewish people. However, the Jewish people prepared to accept Jesus Christ, like such as Titus and the priest. They persecuted Jesus Christ and they betrayed Jesus Christ, and then they put him on the dead. So instead, the same as you saw he will come from heaven, means that the same method you put the Jesus Christ on the cross, those meaning will be the same way, is the way of interpreting the verse of the Bible. Why it is said that he comes down from the sky, he comes down on the cross? When he said something like that, or come 2,000 years later, or come down from this like a very chunk, if he said like that, how could he see any person has strong faith? it will believe. And just Christ, because he knew everything. So even though there are lots of people who could communicate with God and then who can believe over the second Messiah, how many people like that? And even the blessed family, if you just remember, as long as if they do know a little bit about the divine principle, they proclaim themselves as the second Messiah. That's what happened actually. So that's why I just asked him to say in detail about his event, his second event. And the second Messiah means that the first of all, what he said, he must practice those what he said. And then, empty binding of the truth. First of all, he has to practice that truth. And then he opened the way for his follower to practice the truth. That's the way of life of the second Messiah. And then the other reason is to encourage Christians to come to God as well. There are many followers who could become martyred to be killed by the persecution. For example, Roman people, they put the body of Jesus Christ in the cave, which is covered with, which is filled with hung the lion, and then medieval Buddhist later, when the soldier, God's soldier, opened the gate, they could find, they found out the dead body, while they just the dead body of the body of Jesus Christ. So to encourage the body of Jesus Christ, this just said that from the clouds, just got on the clouds from heaven, just will come back again. So who will become the martyr if you just said, I'll come down 2,000 years and six something like in detail? So this verse actually to encourage is a follow the will of God. And when will Christ return? The one side says no one knows, and the other says no. The first Thessalonian and the magic and the revelation, they says no one knows. However, Amos and Matthew said that knowable, it can be known. When you look at Amos 3:7, whatever Father did, first of all, he showed his secret to the angel or the prophet. So, before the judgment flood, he called Noah and to create an ark before he came for judgment. How about starting tomorrow? He showed his judgment to the Abraham and Lot, and then there were even you can find out any one righteous person from the Gomorrah. So, Lot if could find out one righteous family, even one person of righteous, the Gomorrah couldn't be escape from the being destroyed by fire judgment. And then Lot had experienced those faithful life by being accompanied with Abraham. And then Abraham warned, if anything happened, don't turn over, don't allow yourself to watch over. And then when they escaped from that incident, the Lot's wife, on the top of the mountain, she turned around and to watch of it. Right away, turned around to watch something happen. The Qamar al-Malam said that she became the peel of salt. So those things happen can happen again at this days. So when we we have lived like this and like that and start going further, can be the last way, like become the pillar of salt. So the father said in the last days hellish spirit gonna become the present unresistible dream, and those spirit gonna get out the hell, and according to the law, those spirit gonna be bent down automatically. So even though the last days just said, Lord, please, I did this thing, that thing, Lord, which you said, I don't know who you are. Even the blessed family can be in the same position. Are we doing this thing, we do that thing, please? The father knows me, but the father said, no, as long as they don't leave, according to the principle of creation, or principle. So, and those spirits are also going to become artists. And then they will return to the element two consistent like material. So after 2013, we can become like that. So we have to get. When we sing a song, we sing to one person, no one can escape from the judgment, the day of judgment. So, how serious it was, it will be. So nobody knows the moment of that, and so until the moment of that, we have to watch out our day life, and we have to check it out, the contents of our day life. So we are ignorant so far, so we just belong to certain dominion. So we have to come out of certain dominion, and the father repeatedly emphasized several times, however, and then we can finish to accomplish that the father said, and the father said, once you die, you can recognize what I said was right or wrong. So, after I practice several times, and then I finalize this shoot from the God, and then I taught you to know. So, please believe in me and do that. There's nothing for you to get damaged. However, it trustful is, still we have a doubt. What could have happened after that? And also, something worry about our personal knowledge or our personal belongs. There's nothing. That thing is unworthy to excuse ourselves at the moment of judgment. So when you reflect our spirit to the emotion, to the image of God, and we have to reflect our personality to the love of God, who is that being, we have to check ourselves out. So how about this? The when Sodom was raped, and also when Nineveh was raped, how about the birth of Jesus was known by Maori Joseph, the wise men of the East? So in those cases, but not known by priests, scribes, parents, and officials. So those people, they do understand that they recognize the time when Christ returned. However, even though dozen people, likewise in Paris or something, yes, they occupy with high priesthood, they don't understand track well, just cast what you tell. So they don't understand the will of God. So it means that the apostle will wait and that the apostle has wisdom to recognize the time when just cast what you tell. So when the time comes, falls, the apostle has wisdom. Has to be awakened. And the Bible says, and all is to be awakened. And the Father said, like the prophet is like the stream which has come from the three different roots. So on that three different root, I am on the boat to Hana to be against the direction of the water. It's that much hard. So even 1 second I cannot waste, and even 1 second I cannot take out my hands and paddle to go to backward to the direction of the water. And if he loses a second, and also if he falls in the sleep, the destination is supposed to be landing, can be totally wrong destination. So people who awaken can know the time when Jesus Christ will enter. There's another way to know. Like a method to find out the time, that through the providence of resurrection, we run to Jesus, announced, and to Abraham, is the providence center of family, and announced family, Cain, Abel, and God's family, God's seed, however, have failed, and then prolonged God's providence. To the Abraham, and the Abraham foundation of faith, actually he failed to sacrifice three to offer the three sacrifices, and then and the Moses was chosen, and those Abraham's from the lineage of the Abraham, from the lineage of the Abraham, the Messiah came to take place, and the Jacob actually succeeded in making the condition for the Messiah, foundation for the Messiah. However, God could send the Messiah, because even the center side, they already made the nation white country, and Israel, which and then God did a nation to send the Messiah. That's why the Israel was Israel for 100 years in Egypt. They need 100 years, and that's why slavery is 100 years. And the judges created 400 years, and then Samuel David, Saul David Solomon, had kingdom 120 years, and divided kingdoms of north and south another 400 years, and then Israel's exile and return in 210 years, the preparation for the battle of the Messiah is 400 years. So and Malachi came to start preparation for the advent of the Messiah is 400 years, and this can be identified from just the Messiah of the second event, like the persecution of the Roman Empire 500 years, and the Christian Church leadership 500 years, the Christian Empire 120 years, and the United Kingdom is in the West 500 years, and the Temple is a long return 210 years, and then when they returned to their homeland, they came to like a darker state, and then when like Malachi and Luther came to start the information of religion, and then he started another 400 years to prepare for the second event. This is the power time period.
이 말씀을 예수를 보내신다는 주님인데 예수님 입장에서 보실 때를 보면 아브라함 이후 그러니까 BC가
되죠. Abraham before Jesus Christ
BC 1930년에 입장에 오신 것입니다.
1930, the second Messiah came to the earth. Well, you look at the chart. You can plus each number, which is which is the length of the 1 year travel period.
And then I think.
1930, Jesus was born, and after he was born, Jesus came to his public mission, when he reached 1960, when he became 30 years old, and then he went through the 3 years for the public mission. Centering on the second Messiah, the history totally gonna be divided between the past and the future. And then after the second Messiah, there will be the age of the second heavenly world. So the first and second event will happen from 1917 through the 1930. So when you look at all prophetic history in detail, we can plus each number of each period. And likewise, Jesus Christ, the second Messiah, will go this providential way. And when in 1960, the Messiah will proclaim his vows. So, in 1960, the true vows. God bless you, Father. And in 1992, he proclaimed himself as the Messiah and the true powers. And the mother witnessed the Father as the Messiah, and the mother and the father confirmed he was the Messiah. And the Father, beyond our recognition, had pioneers to get the victory of all tradition. From the free of creation, by certain. And when our father was conceived, centering on the March 1, 1990, the second day, the day of the second event was prepared. So the chant movement in Korea started in the Pagoda Park, centering on once you and she started liberation activity 1998. So from that moment there was foundation of faith in the womb for the Messiah. So after 10 months later on this land the Messiah could be born. So the next year 1920 was the year of the Father to be born, because the God is the numerical and the scientific principle of God. That's why God has to make the principle according to number and according to science. So from the best perspective, it's very strange thing. However, God is the God exactly mathematics and calculate the year of comes the kind of event, this kind of Messiah. So when you can go, when you go to the church, when you go to church, we cannot see many young people, not according to the will of God, but according to their personal story. That's why they come into church. However, the second Messiah came to the land already. So if he was born as Messiah 1919 or 1920, he already became 90 years old or more than 90 years old. So this year, the last day of the January, he will be over the 90 years old. So he will be coming, he will be close to 100 years old. From our perspective, two parents will live eternally, but when he is with Allah, it doesn't look like he's strong enough. When he got young people, he showed his ass and his strength like younger generation. However, he himself confessed. So when person get age, becoming old, the people automatically, naturally, can be weakened. This is a natural code. So, as we are the blessed family, we have to give our best chance to serve and to tend the powers. Until so far, the powers got persecuted, and the parents have never experienced this man. They pass our time with their own children. So the life of resentment is the symbol of our triparis. So when we become the person who returned the day of glorification and sanctification and joyfulness to the triparis, that day will become the day of the victory of the powers. But and the hands in hand will stand and shout like a Saint Peter. We have to go out to the witness, and even one day more than 3,000 people we can witness, and then that day we can say that thanks a lot, just quite thank you, Heavenly Father and our Father to parents. Now please take rest, and we can do instead of you. Please let us do instead of you. And thank you so much for your hard work. And even though we have to go through the hardship period, but during that 4 years period, we have to achieve our responsibility. The light of the Pinayana of the last days, page 24 and 32 says, with the power of victory, the last days are the time when harvesting has been planted and pressed. So, now the time is time for you to do this kind of thing and that kind of thing. And how serious the powers is, and who has brought to us to that moment. And when you look at this phenomena, which happened in the last days, we could understand when will Christ return. And Adam's case, he failed to achieve the big blessings, and Jesus, he victory of three temptations, and Christ of the second event. The word was, the first word was from 1914 to 1918, and the purpose occupied the land. So the victory of the God's side, the world will end it, and then based on that, based on that day, based on that year, the 1919, a man and a woman can be parents who could conceive the second Messiah. And then, in the 1920 January, the baby was conceived the previous year, gave birth, was born. And then World War II, from 1939 to 1945, for 6 years, to occupy the people. The Messiah had to start a his course. So, and then World War III will have the ideological conflict, the victory of God's side, totally gonna be captured. So, peace and unity of the world, we are expecting to have the shorter future. The conclusion, Christ has already returned on the earth. So, now it's time for us to draw out the victory of the two parents, and then we have to thank you for us to learn about this original divine principle. So, where will Christ return? The Bible said Israel, the Jewish nation, the revelations are full to one of Israel's tribes, and Israel is a village the size of one of the tribes of Korea. And then also says that so when Jesus says, "I want the clouds," means that even like Jesus said, I will attempt the Israel explain that even though you have to go through the very persecution and the very serious persecution, but Jesus Christ encouraged his believers not to betray him, to give eternal life in the last days. And Matthew 10:23, he will come in a Jewish village. So the Jewish village is not entirely a Jewish village. So they betrayed Jesus Christ, and they were king out of their homeland, and then 6 million of Israelites were massacred during the Second World War. So now still they are fighting with each other between them and Palestine. Even at this moment, if you kill a person, he has punishment for the capital blood in prison forever. So, and then think about the Messiah whom sent by God were killed, and the people who killed that Messiah, how dare they could be, and how serious the sin was. So from that perspective, God never ever seen those tribes again, those people again. So it doesn't make sense at all. Just Christ in the Jewish village. So in the Jacob's case, and when Jacob from the Haran came to the homeland with possession and with property, and on the way to return, he met and wrestled with him, and then named him Israel. So Israel means the victor. He said, "I lost." So the Israel, your name is not the name of the Jacob. Now your name is Israel. Israel means that you got victory. So what? The Jacob victory? Not the victory of the land, but the victory of the faith. So the people who got the name of Israel, anyone to become the Israel who got the victorious foundation. The person came in Israel, and the tribe came in the tribe, Israel, tribes and the nation can be the Israel nations. So it's not literally called the land of Jewish community. Israel means that. So the Jews cannot appear once again, cannot come once again in Jewish community because they are the very people who killed Jesus Christ. And so when you look at Rome 11:11, through their trespasses, salvation has come to the Gentiles, says that. So all the people will gather together to welcome Jesus Christ and to be born of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. So what the Jewish people, they killed Jesus Christ. And even because of the parents, we knew that the mistake of the fulfillment of a Jewish responsibility, Jesus Christ was killed on the cross. So the God squeezed his heart to when he sent the Messiah to the tribes of Israel. And the Uriel and the tribes of Israel realized the heart of God. Day by day, night by night, you could watch over the gesture what happened to your tribes. And that much, the God's heart is pain. It's the same thing. Actually, it didn't happen to us in these days. The Matthew 21, 33, and 42, the master vineyard went to another village and he called the servant to take care of the vineyard, and the Lord sent his servant to get some money from the farm who temporarily take care of the vineyard. The farmer kicked him away, and then the vineyard decided to send his only son. He sent his only son, they would give the money, and then, but from the farmers, they decided, oh, as long as we kill the son, the vineyard will be ours forever, and then they kill the son. So that's what the owner of the vineyard will go to another nation, Mr. The Lord is full as God, and the servant is full as prophet, and the Lord is full as Jesus Christ, and the farmer is full as Israelites, and the vineyard means qualification of a chosen nation. So the red Jesus Christ will come again. Where will Jesus Christ come again? The coldest country where Jesus Christ will come. And they said that from the rising of the sun east, and then the revelation, the 41 says, there are 144,000 white globes, and among them he could see the lamb. So the lamb symbolized the second Messiah, and when second Christ will come again, and the Bible says from the eastern side. So where is the eastern side of the world? So the eastern side usually represented, originally called the Far Eastern side. The Far Eastern is the Far Eastern means that indicates the Far East and East Coast and the Middle East. And the Eastern side indicated a different location on this side. The Far Eastern means that the three countries, the Far Eastern area.
그래서
중국, 일본, 다 같이 China, Japan, Korea, usually. Dictated by the advice of country. So when you look at, when you compare those countries in detail one by one, we'll understand which country, what country we are just questioning. How about China case, China scientist and the materialist. So if somebody says they believe in God, they will be killed. So the China was not qualified to become the chosen nation to receive the Messiah. How about Japan? The Japan case, when Jesus and the Messiah appeared, the Jesus was the nation to attack our country. So those character is the very representative character of certain honest trying to attack and invade our country and our people. And Japan cannot be qualified for its chosen people. Now the Korea is left, but the only Korea is left ever. The Korea is qualified as the chosen nation. Korea is the valued, the nation who is searching for the goodness. So, the Korea also they worship the God from the beginning of the Korean history. And, when Jesus follow came to Jesus Christ and asked him how much he could serve God, and then Jesus said, you have to give your whole heart to serve me and to love me, but more than love me, you have to love God who is in the world. And then that symbolized the love and the peace. So those things happen to the Korean nation. Korea always looking for the peace, not war. And the Korean people always have spirit of unification. The spirit of education. And always Korean people educate their population. Their population too well to become the person we can help. To other nation. So Korea has the spirit of the worship God and the loving people and the loving peace like that. So Korean people also is the people who is the filial piety. So to love God and to love heaven, the basis of that spirit is the filial piety, the spirit of filial piety. So the parents have to live and save their children. And then the world and the nation always talking about the ancestors. So our Korean nation regard ancestors as the most valuable things. And when you go to countryside, you can see a family which has long and traditional family trunk. So when they have a ceremony to serve the ancestor, the eldest son, it doesn't matter how old he is the first wife, and then doesn't matter how old they have to stand behind him. That's that much they regard the eldest son to inherit the family old trunk as the valuable person in that family trunk. And even always even though the Korea lived and slept in the same big all the family together, they have kept the fidelity and passion sex. And they cherished the family as the most important thing, and also the quality of regard, the really most important thing, and also the quality of regard, one skin, one acre, and one tribes, the Asian. So, the last third story and the last fourth story about the sex, like clothes or something like that. So, and this is this one, the white. We do another for the night. So they did lived like those behavior. Do you think that is a life spirit? And those people decide not to give a birth child. So those people are gonna be disconnected from the generation of mankind. So if we don't prevent people from doing those things, there will be no hope, delay of hope in the future of mankind. So the our responsibility on the basis of the sex, we have to fulfill our responsibility. So the one is our responsibility is to keep the sex. So even what I said, even 100 beautiful girl with a naked body standing making a line, and then the man with a naked one had to go through that middle and the sleep So, that much he has to keep watch the sex. So, the absence of the sex is the core of the providence itself. However, God has to be able to put that word, a core of the divine placement, but now it's time for the Father to put after sex the core of a principle. So numerous times I emphasized the importance of the after sex. So far we talk about the divine principle and the man actually manifestation, the manifestation, internal and external, the character of God. So what is that? After what? So what we have to resemble about God? So God gave all things to us. So what we have to resemble? Yeah. Our body is this. Our body is similar to God's body. So we have to resemble the God's internal nature within internal nature, so like a divine nature. So we have to resemble divine nature, and then the Father, the man, to become the Father by keeping his absolute sex, and have to become the Father, and then the woman, to keep the absolute sex, gonna become the Mother, and then they get at each other in forced blessing marriage. So the blessing marriage has been accounted for numerous times, because that blessing marriage is so important that I can't stop saying again and again. So you know, at the lady in the past, in the old days, how many dresses, how many classes, they have what? So However, they also kept the score with life to protect their body. But to protect their body in the dangerous situation. So, and those in Korea, those the people as the the American people actually the past perspective they came to when father went to the American people, the American people they just came to us to hunt father and this lifestyle of Western and they put their legs straight and watch those things the father didn't want to see didn't want to watch and then father is actually missionary and they get, and he asked them to bring them to God, to bring them to arms. So these people who actually run away when they get education longer than 45 minutes and then this three missionary prayed to bring them to the father. However, father said, please bring them, and the father gave his longest speech, 16 hours 47 minutes. More than 16 hours. All it was, but no one ran off from that room. No one came out of that
room.
The were to give it to their heart from their father. But nobody ran away from that moment, from that spot. They are patient for the 16 hours. So, the 22 years, more than 30,000 American young generation, American young people, the father witnessed to become the father. And they went to university and they talk about they talk about God, however, Father gave principle, and that is the principle, and that is the principle itself. That's why when they talk about those things, when they start to run out of the Father's movement, now, when he realized this time, what Father said is exactly what he realized in these days of America. So, and if it is my father said, and those young generation, when they come, if they come to their faith, they love, they could become one of the wonderful person, one of the speaker to witness, possibly. And then, like I said, the greeting, we have to bend overnight degree of other body. And the young man, Mr. Lim, to bow, bowed his parents, standing. So, they never watched when they never watched the medical bow, by bending down to the ground. One of the members of America said, that's the way of European church, or that's the way of Korea. And then the father has said, this is the style of Heavenly Father, of God. Nobody knows the education of his parents. And from that situation, God has sent our Father as Messiah. So how blessed the Korean nation is. So the condition required of the nation where God's will it is.
So
from the principal perspective, there are five conditions required. First, I shall dispense the national body for the suppression of such a condemnation of sacrifice. Number three, the object, pattern of God's heart, and the combination of all civilization. The Messianic prophecies do all these five required things are the qualification to become the chosen nation. And that's national dispensation of a body for the salvation of Satan. The first Israel was a Jewish nation. They had got the boundary of the opinion that was left in Egypt to receive the Messiah. And the Hamasikan Israel Christianity also had got the boundary of the opinion of the for 100-year period of persecution in the Roman Empire. And how the dead Israel, Mr. Korea, to go through a 40-year period of persecution under Japan's imperialist policy from 1905 to They took out the ownership of the external police to that country. So from that year, actually the Korea lost the governance to rule the Korea South. So during the 40 years, the Korean people have been patient to go through all the 40 years period. So from 1905 to 1940. So the first 7 years course, the center tried to eradicate the God-sized nation. That's right, North Korea attacked South Korea. However, 7 years, the finishment of 7 years was next year, the endless year of the Korean War. And then, so after the Korean War, the 50 years has been passed over still. The Korea divided between North and South and South with each other. And from 1945 to 1985, for another, for second 40 years, further had been gone through. So 1985, he set free from the prison in America. Next year, he made the victorious condition, and then 91 he visited Russia to meet Robert Gorbachev, and then the next year, 91, he went to North Korea to see the Kim Il-sung. And then he, father said, that North Korea, the Chuches Il-sung, gonna be destroyed because there is no apology. God. So, the only Godism can be the idolatry of North and South Korea. That's what he said. 92, he proclaimed himself as the match with the Messiah and the powers of all mankind. So from 1971's Federation, New Providence began. So, our nation is the chosen nation to go through 40 years period and the God of Victory's foundation to finish successfully the foundation of the Messiah. So when I gave this speech in Japan, it's kind of hard point for me to explain. We know Japanese people how Korea could be qualified as a chosen nation, which was required to go through 40 years period of persecution from Satan's side. So, the Japanese people actually got it enough. So, how could those people become set aside? But what I said, in the film, he got the wrong actor. He got the wrong actor. So it means that human nature always try to persecute a person who persecute other people. The film, even though a person who looks like very handsome in his role in the film always be the bad person, that image of that person was painted in the view. That's what happened to Japanese. That's why I explained about that question from Japanese side. So, and then Father, as I said, Father, appointed the Japanese as the Eve's country, the mother's country, and the rest of the Japanese people up to the mother's side. It's like good for you to listen to. And then the Japanese people, without struggling hard, they accepted my speech joyfully. So from that perspective, we have to love Japanese. That's what the Father, the first level he did, international uprising festival between Korea and Japan. So how many Korean and Japanese couples have produced? So the Father said, Korean man is the kind of seed of ginseng and Japanese woman is as fertile land to bring the life forward. So when that time is passed over, I will never ever bless them again. So those blessings will go to transfer to China or the future. So if that time is passed over, so it will be to the Japanese people. So how many times we got blessed from Japan, but some was rejected the blessing. If we didn't get that blessing, it's real blessing. How could we reject that blessing? So we have to thank you. It doesn't matter what kind of spouse we receive as the partner with the spouse. The blessing is blessing. Next. Foundation for the sacrifice, God's and Satan's battle is that the Adam actually got his belly and Satan came to his to Adam, and God couldn't control Adam because of his Adam's Satan, because Adam belongs to Satan. And God started his providence to restore the Adam's family by dividing the Adam's two sons, Cain and Abel. However, Cain killed Abel, and then the Abel from the Abel, the view of life is Abel type of democracy, but the view of life said to Cain type of democracy. So, 1789, Cain type of democracy became atheism and materialism and evolution. And those theism those days layout committees kind of easier. From other time, quality of life, other time democracy, deism and idealism and creation, and those layout democracy, like this in Django, those things has happened into kind of passion simultaneously. So the North Korea actually became the communism country to believe in communism, and then the South part of Korea eventually believe in democracy, center of bottom line, the Korean power line. So you know, it's like that number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we call the Korean the power line to divide, to distinguish from North and South, says 38. So 38 line is located in the center of the up 5 number and the down 5 number. So it symbolizes the Korean is the center nation to God's providence. So as you know, the North Korea believed in the Juche-sasan sense of humanism. So which they call the Kim Il-sung as the Abba image of father. And they really followed the direction given by Kim Il-sung. And how about the South Korea sentry on God, the Trapeus captain, second Messiah, and the sentry on God's sentry on God, the South Korea, the second Messiah, lay out the goddess. So sentry on Trapeus, so the Isa, which symbolizes the communist country, and Jacob, which is democracy, which symbolizes democratic country in South Korea, can be one is under the father, the true powers. So, so the divided line between the North and South, from center side and God side, they are fighting to occupy us, they battle between each other, and then the border with the North and South covered with like electrical fires. But last was stuck. So no one can go. No one can get through that line. So if this line, the day of destruction of this line, will become the day of liberation of God. That's what is chosen. But this nation is the sacrifice, nation of sacrifice. So. So this nation has received lots of persecution, lots of despair, but the kind of Messiah who was supposed to give out his blessing to all mankind. But coming to this nation, so the persecution trial, which fall down to the Korean nation is the condition for all mankind to get and lost. So next, the object pattern of God's heart. So when God created Adam and Eve, God's heart is the joyful heart of joyful. So God's heart of creation joy. But God's heart faced with human fall came so with the shedding tears, and God's heart took of frustration, his heart of suffering, like distress. So God is God of suffering, of sorrow, and of distress. And the Korea is also to become the country to fail the heart of that God. So Korea is a nation of suffering, sorrow, distress. So the blood of Korea, the blood of God, and the sweat of Korea is the sweat of God, and tear of God is the tear of God. So those things correspond with each other. So through the human history, through the man's history, through the Korean history, Quran people has been gone through the way of the temple, the way of distress. So the God also has been through the way of the day of pain, the day of distress. So God always with the shedding tears has been looking for his people to realize his own heart, how to do the pain that this Korean people, when they realized by Japan, they shouted at this Santa Messiah to save this nation. So the Korean nation is the nation of blood and the sweat and tears. So when we watched all the villains filled with talking about filial piety, or fidelity, or patriotism, they could feel the same feeling, an actor's feeling, is it the real? So we emotionally jump to God. We compassionate to God. So no one can say that Byakuya Samuchita means that the essence of the thing has been carved it's the essence of the bone of the bones. And this is listen to your father said after he watched the Fujiyams in Suma ceremony. The father said the saddest of sorrow of all this has been carved into my essence of the bone of bones. That much was restful. So nobody could stand even the Fujiyam ceremony. So Buddha said, Mother, you don't have to cry. And the brothers and daughters, the younger brothers and sisters, because today is the day of victory, and that's what she said. So no one can say the anthem to brothers. The day of ceremony called Fuji in the second Fuji family. And then so we talk about Korea, this nation of suffering, sorrow, distress. It's a language full of hot tea expressions, like the piercing to the bones of the light, and the expression of right of a son of the bones and the prizes, like the blessing of sun, the Korean people says, the blessing, and the birds fly out with some sort of feeling. And then when the Korean, when the other people, the next morning, they said, oh, during night time, are you okay? Mr. Korean station was that during that time, lots of bad things happened to neighbor and bad things happened to even their own house, because some of them were killed and some of them were kidnapped and some of them were killed by bears and from other countries. That's why through the whole life, when he or when she can be saved to see next morning, is the end of blessing given by their God. That's what that much the Korean has been gone through the way of oppression, the way of invasion from one country, and the Korean national morality. So the Korean is solidarity of nation. The people's heart always watching and look upon what they have said. So
Thank you.
So like you plant them, which is just for chemical. If there is a faith for people, there's no reason for Jesus to die on the cross. And Jesus is coming as the bride, and if there is a woman becomes his bridegroom, Jesus could never ever die on the cross at all. So the Korean nation through the Joseph dynasty in Korean 12 patriarch. So the six of them actually kept the patriotism to it. The weakened the king in the weakened the dynasty, and they didn't accept the proposal here by the other 16th century. They said to serve the wise king in another dynasty. So then much the Korean people tried to serve the patriotism. And the Harvard Simchon, she was similar to the Empire of the Korean nation. She threw herself down to the river to save his her blind body, So, the Garden of Eden, Eve made his father God So Chunyang never ever touched the man's body at all. The Chunyang kept his fidelity to it. Her husband called Yidoyang. And then at that moment, the Tang got the new governor. And the governor summoned Chunyang to come to his house to sleep one night together. So the new governess asked her to sleep together forever. She refused his offering. So she had to put her money alive at that moment. But she kept her fidelity until that moment. Doesn't matter how hard it was. And then the previous night of her dad's party will be done. Her husband, who left from there to Korea to Seoul, came back to home that week. A dirty and untidy clothes. So he met her mother, and they talked with each other, and her mother when she looked at what video of it, her son-in-law, she understand now my daughter will nearly surely die. And then when he got permission to see Simchang, who is in prison waiting for the only day when she can see her husband. And at the moment when she saw her husband, she didn't feel any disappointment by looking at the vehicle, like appearance of her husband, who was totally untidy appearance. And however, she didn't say any of my disappoint the world. How could you come to me like that appearance? But she said, she expressed her only love to her husband, and next day, the judge came to visit that priest to take out, to turn out which is truth, which is one, who is true and who is one. And then, the final issue, to understand the man, is the husband. So those things actually happened to the Korean history. It's a Korean nation. The nation of filial piety, the nation of the patriotism, the nation of fidelity. So, even the Korean nation doesn't understand the value of the Korean nation. However, for us to come, as we have to go out to educate them about this question. So,
That's all I hope. So,
Humbug is not good. It's not the glove for the water, and the suit seems like the dress for water. So my father usually the old got the Korean other people, old people, they put some like cap on their hand, the cap called gun. So when they fold their humble immediately, and then they put the cap called God upon that folded humble. And when the Ganesha jumped off that humble, what jumped off a cap called God, they got scolded, they got punished. How dare you jump off the body of your forefather? But when father and God watched over some people who not sit down in a formal way in front of God or in front of the powers, do you believe that God prepares watch over those informal attitude? So the tradition is called Gat. If this way, the reverse way, you can see God, Jinmuti. So he missed it. God missed it. God. Hunger. So hunger characters are evaluated as the best in the world. The best language that we're able to supremely express the realm of God's heart. So the people say that Korean is the most difficult language to learn. So why is Korean language to learn difficult? Why is it hard for somebody to learn Korean language to learn? So the father actually by using the light, he threw the subjection, he threw the window, and then he said the first day, the first eve on Wednesday, the neighbor and the people, they tried to make a hole. And hold the gate, and then they want to watch over the first night. And when this hole symbolizes year, and the angle of that gate symbolizes a letter in Korean word. So who can be like the father who utilize the way of Korean tradition to explain the Korean legacy. So we have to give our thanks to the parents again and again and again. And, thanks a lot. Our Korean dish. Korean dish is a composed menu. So how about Japan? The Japan kids, if you take out just two times, there's no food left over on the dishes though. But even though that's possible, it's representative of Japan. However, the Korea, when all it was, the table being made, the food, so even though some food left over, that's better. Even by looking at those modified, verified foods on the table, there could have been happiness, or there could have been laughter. So, how about the Korean misinformation? How about you know, the chapstick, and the chapstick and the scratching of the chakra symbolize how about Western, other people, other country who used to poke the knife. The scratching symbolize father, and the chakra symbolize children. When I went to Japan, I said, Spirito, why you only use the chapstick to eat the soup? So, when Japan colonized Korea, to lower themselves into lower place, so they put them somewhere down. And that when they look down somebody, those people, when they put their vision low, that these people, that they put. They used to drink. Even today, when they drink the soup, their neck is very stiff. So I never ever seen any people like Japan who try to drink soup with a chapstick. When I was in Nagoya, in the restaurant, I just a table, a small table there, and the menu covered with the side of the wall. And then when I count all of them, it's more than 110. So when I asked the mama-san and the harmony grandma said, I can make all of them. So this is the kind of Korean tradition, because that lady is the right from Korea. So how about the way of thinking, the tradition of the Korean nation, is based on loyalty and the good system, the family and the nation. Next, the combination of all the civilization. So they come from the old civilization, start from the peninsula, and go to Ireland, and to continent again, and Ireland, and there was a peninsula back down. So, originally, they could come from the continent, and they went through the peninsula, and to Ireland, and the continent, and Ireland, and the peninsula like that. So, and then between the continent and the peninsula was this kind of problem. But this one is going to be recovered by the idealism of peace, Huawei construct. And then from the civilization from the starting of the certain angelic world gonna be ended in the Korean peninsula. So when the Japan have to go through this civilization, have to go through the Japan before the landing the Korea. However, the Japan could accept father. However, they denied to accept father. That's what father went to Hawaii instead of Japan. The father tried to connect with Hawaii. So even Hawaii, Japan, you understood about Hawaii's privateness, but the Japan said, failed to send 10 thousand Japanese members to Hawaii. So, however, the I worried about to build the number 1,000. So, the father kept Hawaii such a big finance of God. We have to give our best to the parents. This is the core content to start the family. So whenever we listen to Mother's word, why he repeated the same thing again and again? Because it's something for us to do as kind of mandate, as kind of challenge. So those new civilizations went through the perishable and I learned the content and I learned the perishable again. And this is the, through the Pacific Ocean. So this is the civilization that the Pacific Ocean and all civilizations All the idolists and the religious have reached Korea, Japan. heavens. Ezel 3, Nevations 3, Psalm 1 through 7, verse. The Buddhism from India came to exist by the forged of the Ezel 3 dynasty. The Confucianism came from China, and they are all countable. And the modern times of Christianity from Western world came to the 21st century Indian church, originating in Korea. Gonna be forced. Masonic prophecies. The Jongam Nok Mr. Korean book of prophecies talking about, which has been deeply believed by Korean nation since the age of the Yi dynasty. So according to what the Jongam Nok says about the moment of the second Messiah, what there a real person who has the ability to save all mankind and to bring heaven to earth. So like in the case of Im Jin Wera means that 1592, the loss of the count of Japanese troops in Korea, 1592, and that thing actually recorded in the book of Jongam Nok to foretell what will happen in that moment. So many people were killed. And so what is the way of to escape from that disaster? So just like symbolized has so many, so that just like symbolized authority. So it means that there's a city, there's a countryside named the vine trees. That's what they decided to retreat from the world to go to that countryside. So when they went out from the retreat, they died because of the no food of theirs. And then and how about the Korean War happened in 1950, so the name of the translated Paul comes up, Mr. Paul, means that number 8 comes gold in the mountains. So people who escaped, who fled to the mountain, were saved during the Korean War. And then next, the present day is that there is a word to symbolize the farming land. So there are two words to symbolize farming land. So there is a countryside named, or city named, this translator in Korean language. So when Second Messiah comes to this time, the people who go to this place, or who go to play, who go to that side, gonna become saved. And the pastor who received the revelation of Christ coming to Korea and proclaimed it is of the colonial rule by Japanese Empire, like Kim Jebu and Kim Do, like that. And the elders who shouted out Christians from Korea, and the Park Tae-sung, and Apple Myung, something like that. And, at the last days, the book said, in the last days, there will be chaos politically and economically. The politically and economically, the problem will be solved in the Western country. However, the problem from the ideological economy should be solved in the Korean. So there is a federation. 1971, the father went to USA, and then what he said, Reverend Sun Myung Moon, sent by God, At this person actually came to such part of the second Messiah, and finally he came to realize, he came to Korea and had a chance to see his enormous, whom he was looking for so soon after as the Messiah. And among the common believers, there are many believers who received the revelation of Christ coming to Korea. So, there's a person who brought to USA to study war, and he published a book, and he talks about the second coming to Korea. And then they indicate where we want this to and the
second
was point Tago when the Korean was colonized by Japan, and he had promised to come to Japan, and then he is supposed to visit Korea, but because something he couldn't make his promise, so in the flight he could watch down the Korean peninsula from the sky, and he made a poem from the light of East. So in the Golden Age of Asia, Korea was one of Islam bearers, and that lamp is waiting to be lighted once again for the illumination in the East, where the mind is without fear and the heart is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken into fragments by narrow domestic wars, where wars come up from the depth of truth, where town is thriving, stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear streams of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of hard habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, land, my country, awake. This kind of poem to prophesy is to foretell something. So when you look at the Korean National Song, we can see that, so we can say that there's no national song which has the word of harmony, is that this is the spirit of forever and eternal. And this tradition, this Chinese people are going to become eternal people because the Haranim God protect this people. And this, the Korean people kept in their mind unchanged the spirit of the enlightenment and the challenge. And the mind of Korea is purified and very sincere. So,
the next one.
So in the future, all the people from the worldwide, they're going to come to Korea because Korea is the country where God sent Messiah. So when you were born in Korea, we regard as the poorest people. However, thanks to the powers, we have to understand how valuable we are. And when you talk about conclusion, says that by using the Bodhisattva principle, we will unify the religious world and the world. By using this third way, we are going to unify the world of thought.
And,
the fate of Korea will become the fate of the homeland, and the Korean language will become the mother tongue of the world. And, Kesh never was I mean easy, however, but Kesh never was human heart is hard. So the first time we have to write heart. Statistically, first of all, so that's what the statistically there is statistically about this gonna be the essence of all mankind to be one world. So all people within that fast gonna become brother and sister, become what is and the person who set by God will be served by all men within that fast. That is the that's the story of that holy song. So we talk about heart of resurrection and that song we just talk about the heart of resurrection and like the Lord the doctor that. So this is the symbol of the full title of this whole workshop. As also that they are the symbol of the heart of God. So, a letter from next this poem made by God after he revealed Jesus Christ when he was 60 years old. It's the crown of glory. When I doubt people, I fail them. When I judge people, it is unbearable. When I hate people, there is no value to my existence. Yet, if I believe, I am deceived. If I love, I am betrayed. Suffering and grieving flood my head in my hands. Am I wrong? Yes, I am wrong. Even though we are deceived, still believe. Though we are betrayed, still forgive. Love completely. Even those who hate you. So, and to wipe your tears away and welcome with a smile. Those who know nothing but deceit and those who betray without way of regret. Oh, Master, the pain of loving, look at my hands, press your hands on my chest. My heart is bursting such agony, but when I love those who act against me, I brought victory. If you have done the same thing, I'll give you the crown of glory. So one of the clear missionary went to the USA and he brought this poem to the America, and one of the believers from the Mecca side got exposed this poem made by our father who revealed the Jewish children who revealed Jesus Christ when he was 60 years old, and then this poem sent to some like combination of poem, and finally become the first one, and he got a golden medal and got certificate. So those golden medal certificate has been displayed in the Chanjangung Museum. And who is our Samyang Mun? He is first of all Messiah and Son of God. And the Messiah is the greatest gift that God gave humankind. So the Messiah, Savior, and Prophet, and Parents of Cosmos, and all the title of his name he has, and all the content of his name he has done to achieve. So, and he is the Triparasa, the world champion in aspect, the first champion who knows God best in human history, and the champion who knows the self-test and evil best in human history, and the champion who knows about people best in human history, and the champion who knows the spirit world the best in human history, and he is the champion who knows Jesus best in human history, and he is the champion who knows the Bible best in human history. And he is the champion who knows the meaning of history and the basis of religion, philosophy, and ideology, best in human history. Finally, he is the champion who knows the ideal of two families, best in human history. with the written resolution of the representatives of the five great, with these five great religions, the 75 to 1000, the festival ceremony, the Dr. Sao Li. Who is Dr. Sao Li? So the festival ceremony proclaimed the beginning and the first word of the ceremony, the proclamation, the object of the ceremony. They did the family friendship, and next they did proclamation, the written resolution. Jesus did that, and then representing the prayer of Jesus, then three cheers of victory, led by Muhammad, the mount of the Islams, victory of God, victory for Tripolis, victory for five great religions, and then ceremony concluded with applauses. At the city management, the front seats were built by the leading representative of the five great religions, behind the leading representative of the 12 other representatives of each religion sat in the back of the arena. From the 12 representatives from each religion sat, the chess player is that we are the five great religions, standing on the purpose and two purpose, presented in the management program that will go the way of correct of the world's committed throughout history. And for this in the name of Jesus, a blessed essential family. This time of Amen, we have to say Maharaj. So, the written resolution by representatives of the five great religions, first, we deserve and proclaim that God is the powers of all men. Second, we deserve and proclaim that our Sovereign God is the Savior, Messiah, the second covenant through powers of all humanity. And we deserve and proclaim that unification prayers with wisdom, process of peace, the salvation of humanity, and the gospel of the complete testament of peace. We deserve and proclaim that we will accomplish the peaceful unification of the cosmos through the Fathers, while transcending religion, nationality, and race, sending to love the five, the representative of the five great religions, who serve and proclaim that we will one harmonize with one another, and then we will move forward to bring about the nation of God and the world peace while attending to powers. Next, letter from God, my beloved to powers, tell me, I am Jehovah, the Lord of all humankind. My beloved Son, my beloved Son, I, Jehovah, the God of all humankind, deeply love you and cherish you. Your heart is full of gratitude and thankfulness, yet my gratitude and appreciation for you is beyond words. The word love is adequate to express my feelings, but no better word comes to mind. My beloved two powers, you dwell deep inside my heart and my love, for you is beyond description. You have been victorious in every lover and have restored to his proper position everything that I have done. Is it not meeting the hope that you be the Savior of my kind, the Messiah of the human kings? On December 25, 2001, the founders and the living kings of Christendom and the other major religions of the resolution and to proclaim to any Muslim that along with you they would participate in the realization of peace and the unity of heaven and earth. Therefore, it is only appropriate that you be exalted as the true powers of all humankind. This is the will of Jehovah, the God of all the universe, all the ones, the creation has not fully understood the passion of the true gods, who must be eternally instituted. Hence, Jehovah, the God of all the humankind, hereby bestows upon his beloved true powers the title King of all kings. You serve incarnations many times. You take up my cross and endure countless trials and tribulations on my behalf. Now the God of all humankind would like to convey his gratitude, admiration, and fear to you, to powers. I want you to unite everything that is my beloved to powers. I am taking this opportunity to convey my grateful love to you. I want to embrace you in my bosom and never let let you go. I would carry you on my back, but never let your feet touch the ground. I would hold you, and we would talk together all night long. I joy with the Lord of mankind, trust you, your parents, and know the many heartbreak stories of your suffering. So I know them all, remember them all, and witness them all. I was responsible for placing you in those situations, yet you judged them all and set the standard of the Paris Foundation for this accomplishment. I will never forget you. Thank you, thank you to parents. Thank you for your dedication and truth. Victory to my beloved parents. Victory to the Savior of humanity. Victory to the King of Kings. Sincerely, Jehovah the Lord of all the mankind, the 17th of 2000. So, the consolation is 30 and the consolation is worthy. There is no word of two parents. And the prize of the Anglican Church, even though I am the University of Ivy League, is part of England, there is no word of two parents. So, we are deposed. The blessed seed. We see the blessed seed. So we have to give our thanks to the two parents. The blessed seed has been blessed. By saying this, we finished all of the session about original divine principle. Thank you. By saying a song and followed by innocent prayer, absent prayer, we will finish the whole session of the workshop of this time. our daily practice.
Thank you,
Father. Allow me to stand in front of you, please.
disband the it seems like the party is over. He finished the whole thing. He's shaking him now, so I don't know what he should be doing.
He said he
and then?